Leading the news this morning, a Libyan military spokesman has this morning announced a new ceasefire as another round of airstrikes appeared imminent. French jets have begun patrolling Libyan airspace this morning to enforce the no-fly zone. The United States has declared the initial airstrikes a success, but the Libyan leader is vowing to fight a long, drawn-out war. The Arab League has criticised the airstrikes, worried about civilian casualties. Two people have been pulled alive from the rubble 9 days after Japan's massive earthquake and tsunami. An 80-year-old woman and her grandson have been trapped in their kitchen and survived by eating yogurt. Authorities are close to restoring power to the crippled Fukushima nuclear plant. They hope to have the cooling systems up and running again within days. The carbon tax debate has now turned to the issue of compensation. The federal government is hinting at tax cuts and pension rises to compensate for the tax. The opposition wants the whole process delayed until the planned tax forum in October. Large crowds have turned out in Yemen's capital Sana'a for the funerals of some of those killed in the recent protests. Tens of thousands of people gathered despite the two-day-old state of emergency. At least 50 people died when government forces opened fire on protesters on Friday. And Prince William will wrap up his visit to Australia today, visiting the flood-affected areas of Kerang and Benjaroop in northern Victoria. The Prince spent yesterday touring flood-stricken areas in southeast Queensland.